This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Brazil may need to purchase around 1 million tons of wheat from the U.S. and Canada this year to meet their domestic demand after its key supplier, Argentina, cut exports. Argentina's Agricultural Trade Office is disallowing wheat export permits for 2008-2009 to ensure domestic supplies. The domestic market requires 6.1 million metric tons of wheat. Meanwhile, Ag Rural today put Brazil's 2008-2009 soybean crop forecast at 57.7 million metric tons from the 60.5 million metric tons estimated in December due to drought in its southern states. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages now trading at 83.10. It's up 136 points. The NASDAQ at 1544 is up 39, and the S&P 500 is at 866, and it is up 21 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. This Wednesday morning, Kansas City March wheat opened at 6:12, down 3 on the open. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 5:82, down 2.75 on the open. March corn opened at 3:74, down 3.5 on the open. May, 3:84.5, down 4. July, 3:95.5, down 3.75. September, 4.07, down 2.5. December, 4.19, down 4. March of 2010, 4.33, down 3 on the open. March beans opened at 9.70, down 6 on the open. May, 9.78, down 5.75. July, 9.85.5, down 6.25. November, 9.35, down 0.5. January of 2010, 9.43, down 2.75 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 307, down 160 on the open. May, 304.50, down 390. March soybean oil opened at 32.25, down 52 on the open. May, 32.65, down 49. February live cattle opened at 81.60, up 32.5 on the open. January feeders, 94.30, up 20. February lean hogs, 56.05, up 30 on the open. And February bellies, 78.90, up 65 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
What do you make of the marketplace this morning, coming off of the softer opening and now registering some positive gains?
Well, we had probably an unofficial snowfall here of 5 inches, and, you know, 20 miles south of us, we had 10 to 12 inches. Reactionary market here in the fact that at 4:45 we did see the market higher in beans, and then when the market closed at 6 o'clock in the morning, we saw it lower. There is this news as far as the government establishing a bad bank program. In other words, the loans that are not performing well, they'll buy it, and that was supportive to the stock market. And some of the weather people said, yes, there is rain in the forecast, but it'll probably be February 7th or 8th before they get normal rainfall back in Argentina. But as a result of that, the market did sell off set a strong message of a sell-off and improved weather outlooks in South America. As near as we can tell, 5 million tons of corn and maybe 10 to 12 million tons of soybeans being cut out of the South American production.
The Fed will weigh in this afternoon with their statement on where they want to move forward. Of course, they can't do very much with their interest rates because it's already down quarter point to zero. If they don't have indications about the bad bank in that report, will the market sell off?
I think the bad bank is something that the administration is going to do, and the Fed has got other tools that they're playing with. Geithner is basically full of these new ideas, and the Obama administration is doing everything, a trip up to see the Republicans, having chief executive officers. The one area that they need to help the farmer out is bigger blends on EPA. And I would imagine the new Secretary of Agriculture needs to get the big grain companies to Washington, the big farm groups to Washington, and the ethanol companies to Washington to show that, hey, he understands the farmer and he's all ears on trying to get that economy going again.
What's your thinking about how the soybean market has been reacting in recent sessions?
Yeah, the bean market is definitely concerned in two areas here. Of course, we saw this tremendous demand by China. It's the Chinese Lunar New Year, which basically we take a week off for celebrating the new year. And there was basically a void of business to China. And when the market is one-dimensional, it's hard to see major grain companies come in and support the market on dips because of the tremendous volatility still in the marketplace. But the market is readjusting almost daily to reports of acreage shifts, maybe one extreme to the other. It's also shifting to weather conditions in South America and also other outside factors like the stock market and crude oil and the wheat market, for example. So there is going to be a tug of war in the wheat country with wheat versus beans versus wheat. So as I understand it, the wheat has a little bit of an advantage there. So that might take away from some new crop bean acres. But the bean market is still very dynamic and is searching maybe for a near-term bottom with this weather already built in the market.
November beans now at 9.35, down a half. At what price would you be excited as a hedger? $10 bill?
Well, you know, that's definitely the case. The trouble is it's going to take, my impression is, some sort of a weather rally this summer before that's going to take place, the real $10 cash bid. But all of our sources indicate, and we observe that, you know, the farmer has been pretty generous moving cash corn and cash soybeans out of the marketplace. So I don't think there's any tremendous urgency to sell at least the old crop. And as you said, it would be a welcome deal if we could get $10 for new crop beans.
A year ago, we were talking about how the wheat market was an exciting and dynamic market, and then it turned into a dog. Is it turning exciting again?
Well, it looks like it. And we know the soft red winter wheat acreage is down. We know that the winter wheat area is in a dry area. We know the Argentine crop is quite dry. We have to clean up the Russian wheat, so to speak, and we think that their aggressive selling nature, that should be cleaned up by the March time frame.
Do you think that into the spring we'll target the top end of this trading range in the wheat, which would be, what, about 650 or so?
It would be great, and a lot of it depends on the continuation of the dryness in the winter wheat area, also continuation of demand, so to speak, the dryness in China. I think the big factor here, too, is that we are starting to see some of the export demand come in. For example, Egypt has been quite good. The oil-producing countries of the Mideast all seem to have pretty good demand for wheat.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Have a nice day, Dave.
You too. That's Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick in Kansas City. March wheat now at 6.17¾, up 2¾. May, 6.29¼, up 2¾. At the Board of Trade, March wheat at 5.88¾, up 4. May, 6.02, up 4½. July, 6.13½, up 4¼. March corn, 377½, unchanged. May, 388½, unchanged. July, 399 down a quarter. September, 410¾, up 1¼. December, 423, unchanged. March crude oil at 41.65 is up 7 cents. February ethanol, 158, up 7 tenths. February RBOB, 114, up 3 1/10. March beans, 9.78¼, up 2½. May, 9.85¼, up 1½. July, 9.92½, up 3/4. November, 9.33, down 2½. March soybean meal, 308.40, down 20. March soybean oil, 32.77, and it's unchanged on the day. Mike Solo reminds us a winter weather advisory is in effect for much of central and east central Illinois until 10 o'clock. Well, that's just expired. And for portions of northern Indiana through Wednesday morning, a winter storm warning is in central and southern Indiana through Wednesday morning as well. Today in western Illinois, partly sunny. In eastern Illinois, cloudy with some lingering light snow during the morning, then becoming partly sunny. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM. HD2 and HD3 Urbana.